This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. North Texas is 91 million meals short. That's how many breakfasts, lunches, and dinners it would take to feed everyone in the region who's hungry. The North Texas Food Bank filled about two-thirds of that void last year, and the traditional client is changing. In fact, more people with jobs are getting meals from food pantries than anyone else. Volunteers with a program called Feed Lake Highlands are preparing for the rush. They expect 37 families to show up today to pick up their food for the month. They set up tables and refold paper sacks, stack canned veggies, and count boxes of cereal.
26, yeah.
By the end of pantry hours, 93 people will have walked off with frozen chicken, dried cranberries, baking potatoes, and bags chock full of non-perishables. One of those people is Ray Gonzalez. He came straight from work, still in his mechanic shirt. He owns a diesel engine repair business that just moved to Irving.
So between the transition of moving and chasing all my customers down and stuff, it's kind of a little difficult.
Gonzalez is married with two kids. His wife works too. Their two incomes still leave them short when it comes to paying the bills and putting food on the table.
The pay scale is not going up the way it should compared to what's being charged to the family, to the average family, you know, as far as rent, fuel, food. A gallon of milk's doubled in the past 5 years, probably. My salary hasn't doubled.
Gonzalez is part of the food pantry majority. According to the new Hunger in America report, almost 60% of North Texas Food Bank clients had a job in the last year.
The stereotypes that so many people have about who's hungry in America or who's hungry in North Texas are just wrong.
Jan Pruitt is president and CEO of the North Texas Food Bank. She says there are all kinds of unexpected truths buried inside the once every 4 year national report. For example, 95% of clients have permanent housing. Perhaps even more startling, North Texans made an average of 8 trips to the pantry last year. 20 years ago, the typical client came twice.
So what that tells me is there's been a shift from this being emergency assistance to being chronic hunger relief.
Which means the North Texas Food Bank has tall orders to fill. So what's the answer?
The only answer is jobs, good jobs, full-time jobs that pay a living wage.
Pruitt says that means $15 or $16 an hour. So until that's a widespread reality, the North Texas Food Bank will keep chipping away at hunger, one meal at a time. Courtney Collins, KERA News.